Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who took it upon herself to entertain you with what has essentially become my life. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose. Since then, I've been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky, as amazing as that is. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence, however that may look like. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's post. Interview with Angus Prince, organizer of the Mother City Dance Festival. And I just want to do a little disclaimer here, guys. This is an interview that I recorded months ago. And unfortunately, I do not have the soundbite. So I hope that you guys will make do with my voice again. All right. After the Mother City Dance Festival, I decided to contact Angus Prince, one of the main festival organizers, for an interview. The festival hosted around 500 people from 50 different countries, had a crazy amount of top-notch workshops, and managed to create a community feeling in a very short amount of time of the festival. I just had to know more. Dance background of Angus Prince. Despite having two accomplished social dancers as parents, it wasn't until Angus was a young adult that he decided to seriously dedicate time and space for dancing in his life. By coincidence, he saw an ad in the local newspaper where a woman was looking for a temporary dance partner to compete. Her partner had suffered an accident and needed time to recover. Together, she and Angus ended up training and competing in Latin ballroom for 3.5 years. When Angus, originally from Port Elizabeth, later moved to Cape Town, he saw a sign advertising salsa lessons for 10 rand each, equivalent to half a dollar. I did a few beginner's lessons, I did some advanced lessons, and a few weeks later, I came third in a local competition. About 6 months later, I won that competition. That was 21 years ago, Angus tells me. Even though Angus came from the Latin ballroom community, the music played in the Latin ballroom spaces at the time did not really feel like him. It was when he first saw the movie Mambo Kings that he was first exposed to real Latin music. To say that the music completely floored him is an understatement. Today he runs Evolution Dance Company, his own dance school in Cape Town. If you spend a week in Cape Town, you will definitely be able to attend at least one or two good salsa events and socials. This, however, wasn't the case when Angus started his salsa journey. You know, we didn't have access to higher level training materials, so we started finding DVDs. I bought the 2003 West Coast Salsa Congress DVD, the LA Salsa Congress with Albert Torres. I saw people doing things that I could have never imagined. Angus started researching every and any kind of salsa style and music style that there is. He founded his dance school, and in 2013, he was able to bring a group of kids from Khayelitsha, a township in Cape Town, to perform at the LA Salsa Congress. That's when I first met Albert Torres. We developed a friendship over time and eventually came up with the concept Roots of Rhythm, which was a red thread throughout the entire Mother City Dance Festival. What is Roots of Rhythm? I ask. All of the Latin rhythms come from Africa, he answers me. This is where the rubber hits the road for me, because people are dancing around the world, but they actually don't know the roots of what they're dancing to. That's where Roots of Rhythm come in. We are saying, come and experience the real African roots of the music and dances. That's why we opened the festival Saturday night with African dances. We can't get away from the fact that those rhythms and those traditional movements are where it came from. It has evolved, developed, it has become super technical, super acrobatic, etc. The industry is such. We are creating products so that we can sell a product. But Roots of Rhythm is not about the product. It's about the feeling. It's about the connection. It's about the essence. That's what it is for me. Angus participated in developing the concept of Roots of Rhythm in 2016 with Albert Torres. To start a festival in Cape Town was Albert's dream, but unfortunately he passed away in 2017 before he was able to see it through. The festival idea lay dormant for a while, but eventually a group of people who Albert had mentored, came together to pick up the pieces and make Albert's last dream come true. In October 2019, the festival premiered with huge success. The second festival had to wait for the pandemic to pass, but late October 2022, it was time to do it all over again. When I'm speaking to Angus now, the planning for the next Mother City Dance Festival is ongoing. What is the Mother City Dance Festival? What makes it special? Angus answers, Cape Town is South Africa's mother city. It was the first city that was populated. It's the place where the world connected. Before there was the Suez Canal, people had to sail around Africa. So you have every country in the world represented in Cape Town. It is a hub of culture, a hub of trade, of interaction. For me, to be able to connect all of that with dancing, with the people from around the globe, that is what it's all about. I would like it to become an event on the global dance calendar where people feel, you know what, we have to go to the Mother City Dance Festival. Dancing on the beach, visiting the Cheetah Sanctuary, dancing in one of Cape Town's many vineyards or in the shadow of Table Mountain. Where else in the world can you experience this? So the idea of the festival is to showcase Cape Town and South Africa and to put the Mother City Dance Festival on the international festival map. Because we may not be big yet, but we got really good quality in terms of workshop selections, performances, DJs, and everything that goes around. The idea of Afro-Latin dancer in Africa doesn't really exist, and if we don't create a platform for professionals, we are going to continue paying overpriced for European events and pros, even though the talent exists locally. This makes me curious. I ask him, can you give me insight to why that's a perception of African dancers? Angus answers, one of the big things where there was a lot of pressure was who I was bringing from Europe to teach Kizomba. But why would I bring Europeans to teach Kizomba to Africans? It is an ongoing battle because South Africans, by their very nature, and unfortunately, it's historical, measure themselves against Europe. What I am finding very interesting about the non-African artists that I am engaging with is that they all want to go to Africa to reconnect with the rhythms. As an African community, we don't really celebrate each other. I think it's about a surviving mentality more than a thriving mentality. We are a very Eurocentric country, but we need to generate some African pride. We had representation from about 50 countries in 2022, but the majority of them are Angolan, Mozambican, and South African. We got very strong ties to the dance community of Mozambique and Angola. We support their events and travel between our countries quite often to do workshops and events. That is part of the Roots of Rhythm concept. We want to get people, including locals, to understand that traveling and dancing in Africa is an opportunity to develop and grow. It's about creating value for the dance community. That's what we're trying to do. If you want updates about this year's festival, you can follow the Mother City Dance Festival on Facebook and Instagram. Alright guys, that was it for today. As some of you already know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform specializing in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to see the photos from this journey, take part in the latest news, and join our amazing and vibrant community, you'll find the link to theglobalentity.com in the bio. You can also find my email right there in the bio. Send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and if you want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. If you really like it, maybe send it to a friend you think might enjoy it too. I'd really appreciate that. Have a great week and don't forget to dance!